sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Math is hard. Most of us didn't think we'd ever need it again after we got out of school. Science is hard, too. I want my television to work when I turn it on. I don't want to know why it works or how. Talking about coronavirus pushes a lot of people into math and science. Many adults get their information from online news sources, and most of us never really look into the research that went into that article we just read. If it agrees with our political opinion, we just share it and move on. The website Compound Interest posted a brief article in April 2014. The site is called Compound Interest because the authors are interested in chemical compounds. Get it? Anyway, the article is titled A Rough Guide to Spotting Bad Science. They list 12 ways to spot fraudulent or fake science news. Number one is a sensationalized headline. Headlines are written to attract readers, and some articles make grand claims about the origin of coronavirus, the cause, spread, the cure. Sometimes the information in the article doesn't even support the headline. Problems with sample size and unrepresentative sample are two issues. Some California doctors recently made headlines when they announced the threat of coronavirus was greatly overstated. Turns out they own small private clinics and testing labs. They based their conclusions solely on a small number of their own customers. Many of their customers were upper middle-class people who showed no symptoms but wanted the test just to make sure. One clinic recruited participants through their Facebook page, and their sample size was way too small to use to draw global conclusions. Other testing facilities could not replicate those findings, and no peers had reviewed their findings. That did not stop media from broadcasting those conclusions and interviewing those doctors. The Bad Science article says to look for obvious conflicts of interest. It seems clear to me these guys were promoting themselves and their clinic. The Science article goes on to say to look for research cues confusing causation and correlation, look for information that was not blind tested or did not use a peer group, yeah, a lot of other boring science stuff. I have some things to add to their list. If you only see something on YouTube, there might be a reason for that. Anybody can post anything on YouTube. Check some other news sources. See if you find any mention of that topic or those researchers. When you look for other news sources, see if they're actually covering the information or just repeating it. Repeating misinformation does not turn it into information. Some people claim their information is so controversial it was taken down from Facebook or YouTube. Stuff is taken down when it's fake, fraudulent, or violates copyright laws. Let's all pay attention to what we feed our minds. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.